Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. Right, two for two. Yes, I did two for two. Hi guys, welcome. I'm back. Today's guest is somebody from Hawk Life's podcast a year ago. So you can call him like I guess a Passover or like a hand me down. Get it? Hand me down. Funny. So you can say he was a podcast guest, hand me down. Anyway, guys, this is Chase Davidson, and I'm so stoked to have you. I've heard so much about you. I started listening to you a very about a week ago, but I'm pretty adept, so I listen to artists all the time. So welcome.
Thank you for having me on, man. It's a pleasure being here with you today.
Yeah, man, I'm so stoked and so excited. Thank you for being here. Thank you.
No problem, man. I appreciate you sending the invite out onto the show. I love and enjoy talking with people that are in the music space. So this is awesome, man.
Awesome. So good to hear that. So awesome. All right. And there's some newbies on the show. So would you mind helping them out and giving them a little speech of yourself?
Yeah, no problem. Absolutely. My name is Chase Davidson. I have a plethora of music out on a bunch of platforms you can go and check out. Everything is listed under Chase Davidson on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube. I just started hosting a podcast show myself a couple of weeks ago. I do a bunch of videos outside of like music videos. I also do some like content on my YouTube channel outside of music. So I do a little bit of everything, but it's all centered around music, man. I very much enjoy it.
Cool, awesome. And what is your show about? So I could be prepared in case it's like a competition.
Oh my gosh, it's not a, oh my goodness. Listen. So the show is I will tell you why I started the show, okay? It's very simple, and it really makes sense. And this is why I appreciate people like yourself like actually giving me the opportunity to talk and have these conversations, is because I felt like from my perspective as an artist that has now been in like especially the online music space, you know, with the pandemic and whatnot, like there's just been it's been very geared towards online up until like very recently. There's so many, and I know that you're probably aware of this, there's just so many artists, man. There's so many people that are creating music and putting their songs and content and sharing their stories out there. That's just it's hard. There's so many people trying to share their stories and not as many places to be heard. So, you know, people like yourself giving people the opportunity for their stories to be heard is amazing, but I haven't had as many of those opportunities. So for myself, I looked at creating things like some of the video content I've been doing and starting up a podcast to kind of give other people in my life and that I do music with and that, you know, that I'm just interested in or I'm friends with the opportunity to speak and, you know, talk and have conversations. And rather than like having to feel like all the time I have to reach out to other people to have opportunities, why not put myself in a position where I can create opportunities for myself and like other people that are around me?
Oh, that's awesome. And I respect that. And don't worry, I was joking about competition. I was joking about that one. Don't worry, I was kidding.
Okay.
Don't worry. But I totally respect what you're doing. And that's exactly what I'm here for. I made the show to give people a platform. them, talk about them. I mean, and to give them a place to call home, a second home.
This is very, it's a very cool platform you have here. And like from my point of view, like one of the things I was like curious about is like how did you, what did you, what was your process to getting to the decision of making the podcast yourself and kind of like creating the space for artists to come on and have these conversations? Like how did you get into this?
Awesome question. Awesome question. I was bored last year. As you know, it was the pandemic and I was bored. And they cut off work for me in the summer. I usually work in the summer and they cut off work. So I couldn't go back to work. I was still getting paid though, but I could not go back to work. And that's always something I looked forward to in the summer, was going to work. So I couldn't go to work and I had to get an online job instead. So that was hard and I got bored. What happened then was like what happened was that I wanted something to do. And so I mentioned TV show and my friend and I was laughing. He was like, there's no way you can make one. And I was like, okay. It was a shitty idea anyway.
Well, why'd you think it was a bad idea? That's not bad. That's fine. That seems like a good idea. Or keep
Trust
going,
me.
though.
And then no, like an actual TV show, like with a studio and everything. It was like, you can't afford
Sure.
all that. And yeah, it was a very it, I'm not gonna say it's a bad idea, like a far out idea.
Gotcha. Sure.
Like a TV show is never a bad thing, just a far out idea. And then he mentioned podcasting, which it's so in right now. Most people are starting their own right now. Most people. And I was like, okay. I'm gonna look into podcasting, and so wrap it out. Originally, it was for hip hop artists, and then I got bored of hip hop artists, so I started to expand out and do everybody, because not just rap artists need a home, everybody else needs one. So I started to include everybody, and in the course of a year, I did 100 published episodes, over 100,
Wow.
and I'm in the process. Well, yes. We're in season two, so we're gonna be doing season three pretty soon.
Very
In a
cool.
couple of months, maybe a year past, so yeah.
So you've been at this for quite some time. I mean, that's like a serious amount of repetitions. That's like that's very cool of you to be very committed to that. 'Cause you know, some people are, I can tell, you know, that's some serious reps. You know, that takes work. There's no way around that. So that's very cool, man.
Yeah, of course, you gotta have repetition. That's why Monday and Friday, you get episodes from me 2 times a week. That's why I gotta have, that's why I'm doing it 2 times a week, so no one ever misses me. No one can ever say that they did not see me.
Right. Okay, I hear you.
Yep. So yeah, but I appreciate you asking me. I was gonna wait until late to do the side interviewing, but now that you got me all pumped up, come on, ask me some more.
What do you want me to ask you? Wait, what? Say that again.
On, ask some more. Come on, give me some.
You want me to ask you another question?
Ask me anything. I love it when artists ask me questions. I love it. It's like
Okay.
cross interviewing. That's something I'm trying
Okay.
out, is cross interviewing. I love it. I love it. Come on, ask me more.
Okay. What's give me your what do you create music for? And then also what do you listen to music for? Like what do you try to get out of those two different things? The creation side of it and then the listening side of it.
Awesome. I love that. Firstly, I don't record music. I'm a songwriter. Out of my tongue. I'm a songwriter, so I write
Okay.
music. I write music for therapy. I write it because it's fun for me, and I write it because it's part of me. And as far as listening to music, I listen to music because of therapy. I listen to music because I enjoy music, and I listen to music because it's also a part of me. So music has always been a part of me. I'm musically inclined. I love it so much. I don't think I've ever gone any moment without listening to some type of music, and that's a fact. I listen to music all the time, whether it's on my laptop, my phone, on the radio. I do not give a fuck. I listen to music every hour of every day. I never go
Okay.
any like time without listening to some type of music, except sleeping.
Hey man, you know, you could pop on one of those like 396 hertz videos when you go to bed, you know, and get that like chakra reset like when you go to sleep. Then you'd be full circle.
Ooh, what a nice idea. I'm gonna go into that. Thanks.
Have you heard anything about that type of stuff?
I have not. You're the first one that ever mentioned to me. And no offense, guys, I just never really got into it, but I will definitely now get into it. Thanks for the recommendation, dude.
Yeah, they're called if you want to look a little bit more deeper into it, they're called the solfeggio frequencies. And there's at least eight, but there might be more than that. I think there is more than that, but there's certain frequencies that have certain types of healing or self powers. And if you look into it, there's like deeper explanations into each one's like 396 is one of them. I believe 185 is one. There's a list of them, and I have them all written down, or I have like quite a handful written down on my phone. So sometimes for me, like if I'm really stressed out, for example, like I'll go on my phone and I'll kind of be like, oh, okay, well, what's one that I can go listen to that kind of helps with like detox stress or like detox some of these other things while I'm like going to bed to help like reset my cycle and get myself in a better mental space.
Ah, oh, I like it. I like Emma. Definitely look into it.
Yeah, it's very interesting stuff.
That's awesome. I respect them, but I will definitely look into doing that. So I'll be full 180.
Definitely worth it. I think it's cool checking out.
Awesome. Good. Good question so far. Come on, throw some more at me. We'll ask about your music right after.
Oh shit, I wasn't like prepared to start like I mean I can ask you questions, no sure, but I guess I didn't have like I didn't have them like super lined up and prepared to go. Okay. Well, so you were talking about it from like, I think the way that you responded to that question is like you were talking a lot from like you're saying from a listening standpoint, like you just listen to music all the time, and from you focus on writing, your songwriting. So for you, like you're saying it's a little bit therapeutic, but like maybe can you get like deeper into that? Like what do you when you go into like writing songs, like what's your intentions for like writing songs? Like do you go into it with certain I want to accomplish certain goals with the song, or do you just go with the flow? Like what's your process and like what are you hoping to achieve when you go into making a song?
Ooh, good question. I love that. I love it. I'll answer that. Whenever I'm writing a new song, it's for a purpose. So I always, every song I've ever wrote, have been for a purpose. So I have a meaning behind it. And I just write it because of therapy. So when I'm angry about something, or when I'm sad, or when some shit happens at work and I'm upset about it, I write a song about it. When I'm sad about something, I write about it. When I'm happy and I'm feeling good and I got some time aside, hey, I write about it. If an idea comes into my head and I'm like, I have to write it down before I forget about it. That's another song idea that I write about.
Okay. That's very so for you it's like processing different emotions or getting certain feelings out that you want to express. And like do you when you go through that, is it more of just like you need to get something out of you, or do you ever come into a mindset of like what might this be for someone else?
Sometimes both. I sometimes songwrite just to let my feelings out. And sometimes I just songwrite, exactly someone else. I might do it just for fun, or because I have an idea in my head that I cannot like keep in my head. I just gotta let it out.
Okay.
Yep.
Was that did I hit you? I felt like those were pretty good questions. You hit me on the fly. I had no questions prepared to ask you. I guess I was just I was just winging it. But I felt like
Oh, dude,
those are
you
some
did
good ones.
awesome. You did awesome. I bet you didn't do this
Great.
on. I bet you didn't do it on Hawk Lives. I'm making you. I'm making more fun for you.
Yeah, I'm having a good time. Definitely having fun.
Awesome. Right, dude. We've learned a lot about me, but we gotta do you. So, excuse me. I don't know.
Let me ask
How's
you
your?
this.
Oh, what?
Let me ask you this, because I was curious, when you had reached out to me, maybe 2 weeks ago now, maybe a week and a half or something, how did you end up coming across my music? Because I was surprised to see the your friend request and then get the message from you. I was like, it kind of, I was shocked. It kind of came out of nowhere.
Ooh, okay. I saw what you did there. You surprised me. You stopped me. How dare you? I'm just kidding. How dare you? Nope, that was mean.
It
How dare you? I'm just kidding. I'm just
was
kidding. But I'm gonna answer that. So I was on Discord. I was looking for artists because all the time, every day, I'm on Instagram and I'm also on Discord and I'm on sometimes on Facebook looking for artists to interview because to fill up the catalog. And then I accidentally went on Battle Rap Kingdom and I don't usually go in Hawk Lives after some past shit that's happened between us, so I don't go into the server a lot. But I
Oh no.
accidentally clicked on his because of internet slowness. I accidentally clicked on his, and the channel opened up. It was like post your links. It was like that sub promo, and then I saw your name on there, and I was like, when I hovered over, I saw like a link tree, and I was like, okay, he's professional. And then I was like, this might
Okay.
be good. I might be able to pull a. I might be able to pull something. And then I listened to your music, and I was like, and I was in class at the time. I was in school at the time, and I was. And I was just listening because I also was trying to find something to do. And I just listened. And I was like, "Oh wow, okay, he's fantastic." And so this is perfect. And I could do like a little something sneaky and pull him off from the Hawk Lives podcast.
I had no idea that there was this like you guys have this little like funny friendly rivalry going. I had no idea. This now I'm right in the middle of it, but that's very funny.
I didn't know we don't have a rivalry, but I was
Okay.
like. Well, I'll just do something sneaky and I'll just pull something from Hawk Life.
Okay.
That's like so hilarious. That was hilarious.
Do you remember what song it was? Like, because I guess I'm like I post music so frequently at this point. So like, do you remember what song it was that you had listened to?
Oh shit. It was a lot of songs that I listened to you.
Okay.
Guys, I'm not stalling. I actually do know. I actually have it like on YouTube and in the history. This phone is so crappy. I have to like it takes so much shit to try and look into it.
No, no
But
sweat.
I think the recent one is your new song called Inspired. And you put it on the 23rd, and it was inspired. It was also another song called Embrace.
Ah, okay.
Embrace. And it was also Paradise.
Gotcha. Okay. Very cool. I like all three of those. All three kind of different vibes, though. But I like them. That's kind of what I like doing, you know. I like floating between like pop and rap, like and weaving in between that.
Yes, sir. Yep, that's what I'm here for. Oh my God, you look exactly like your profile pic. Look at that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, what were you expecting?
By your voice, I thought you were nerdy with big glasses, and I thought you were wearing straps. Those straps
Straps.
with pants, like. I guess because you
Wow.
like sound like I guess
Extreme
because you sound.
profiling going on. Extreme profiling. Unbelievable.
Oh my God. But
I'm being
yeah, I just thought
hardcore.
you were like that.
Very cool, man. What are you? Are you looking at a vi you looking at a video or something, and then you're looking at my picture, or what are you looking at?
I was looking at your music video, and then I was also comparing it to your profile pic, which I did not know your profile pic was just like your music video.
Yeah.
And that was hilarious.
Nice. I'm pretty sure I took that
Was
picture like out there at some point, a couple months ago. 'Cause I needed some updated pictures, and I just recently got a camera, kind of how I was talking about earlier, musically, where I was talking about I had create I've been doing other stuff to kind of create content. And videos and podcasts and different things of my own, just so I like have the ability to share and talk about different things I'm interested in, and also like have conversations with other artists or people that I'm like working with. In conjunction with that, like one of the things I did is I invested some money into getting a pretty nice camera, and I've never really had like a real camera before. So I just got this about a month ago now, and I've been using it for like various stuff, like doing like topic videos for shooting music videos and all this different type of content. Cause it's just like, you know, that just makes sense. It's the next step. And like, I don't have the kind of money to be like paying people like every single time to do a music video or every single time to be doing this. And I'm like, well, but I can learn how to do it myself. And I could definitely make a one-time payment. I can make a one-time payment to have something like that that could really benefit me for a long period of time.
Oh, I see. That's awesome. I'm glad that you wanted to do music videos. Music videos yourself. Honestly, I have a little surprise for you.
You have a surprise? Okay.
Yeah, so I know you've been looking for opportunities to use your camera more, and I had a concert going, so I was looking to see if you would want to, into doing it yourself. It's great. It's amazing.
Wait, what's going on? What you want me to film your concert or what's happening?
No, not that. I'm doing a virtual concert. It's called Devil's Night Concert. Which people watching this it'll be already released. Right now, and it's not. So since you want to try your camera, I was wondering if you would want to, do a little performance there, and that way you can practice using your camera. I'll send you the details if you're ever interested.
I see the angle here. I see the angles. So, yeah. Tell me more about this. Let me hear some more here. Tell me more about what you're talking about.
Well, I'm going to emphasize on the details I just DM'd you. So it's a virtual concert because we can't all meet in a place because of COVID and everything. It is a virtual concert, and all you do is video yourself performing a few of your songs, no more than 20 minutes, though. And you just send it in, and it gets edited together, so it'll be one huge concert. We're looking into doing a two-day event, and we're getting a lot of big people. Not as big as like Beyonce or something, but we're getting a lot of people into it. I've been asking people, I've been getting people into it. And you want to try out your camera, and we require our cameras on. So I was seeing if you would want to like do it so you get to have experience and that people get to watch you and you get to meet new people. So yeah. So
walk me through, like, if I was to do something like this, like, walk me through, like, because my concern with these type of things is always like, is the audio going to sound good? Cause like, I'm always like, I don't want to like sing over something that's like when people are listening through the speakers and stuff. So like what you want me to do, like what, like you'd want me to do like a music video and just like, you'd want me to like sing like as if it were a music video. Does that make sense to you? Like, were you like tracks are playing and then you're just singing it or what?
Yeah. So you would video yourself performing. So if you imagine if you were on stage performing, you would have that same type of feeling in a video. You would video yourself performing and singing or rapping out. If you're a singer, you would sing a couple songs, and audio would fit great. The person it's a duo called Immortal Being. They're the ones that are going to edit and stream they're going to stream the show. They're the ones that are really fantastic. I'm also going to link in there the last concert we did, just to give you an idea of what the show will look like. Because I know that it may seem like a lot right now. I get it. I understand. But I'm going to go ahead and just link to you what the show will look like. I'm going to give you the past show. The last show we did together was called Island of Misfits. It's a clever name as well. So that kind of thing. I will definitely link that in you in about a few seconds. And that is all right. Just to give you like a little idea of what the concert will look like. It's a bunch of videos. together. And it's great audio if you listen to it. They stream with no issues, no issues whatsoever. And they're great with promotion, so we'll definitely promote you. Once we're all done with signups, we're gonna definitely promote you. It's a great opportunity, and so it's awesome.
Okay. I mean, I'm not gonna commit to it 100%, but I will check it out. I will look at it. I will look into it.
Don't worry, dude. I don't expect you to like say yes, but I definitely want to give you an idea. And this concert's in October, so it's not even like tomorrow or anything. It's in October, and it's that week of Halloween. So
Okay.
if that's just to help you, if you're like wondering, like, oh, am I gonna have time for this? You will have a lot of time.
I hear you. Now, question, do people send in like live performances?
What do you mean live performances?
Like, let's say, for example, I film myself at a live performance and I send you guys that.
Oh, so if you're performing on stage and you send that?
Yeah. What about that?
That might actually be nice. As long as it's nice audio and people can hear you. I mean, I don't have no problem with it. Usually people like doing like a music video kind of thing. If you watch that,
Okay.
there is a person named Next Apollo, and he did his performance like a music video kind of thing, or like a real award show performance kind of thing. If you watch that performance that we that the concert we did, you'll get a better idea of what kind of performance it's that.
Yeah, I'm skimming through it. I kind of get it. I'm seeing what's going on here. I'm looking at some of the people right now. Very, very cool. I'm looking at.
It's awesome. It's incredible, and it's a great opportunity for you as a musician, and that's why I'm looking, and that's why I'm getting people signed up for it, because they don't understand how big a concert is. And I know that people have been wanting to do a concert, they just can't because of COVID. See, if COVID didn't exist, then we probably would do like an in-person kind of thing. Actually, it'd still be virtual. It'd probably be like something different. But yeah, that's what we're aiming for.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Did that answer your questions? You got anything else, well, about the concert for me?
No, I got no more questions about the concert. I'll look at it a little bit more later. I was like skimming through it. I was listening to what you were saying, but I was like vaguely skimming through this thing just to get like an idea. But I'll look a little bit more into it when we're finished here.
Awesome. Sounds cool to me. All right, let's get back to the music.
All right.
Now my mind's going blank. Did we already talk about your musical journey at the beginning of it?
No, not at all.
Okay. Let's start with that.
Sure.
How'd you get started in music?
Okay, I'll give you two answers because there's really two answers, right? So like there's one that was just pretty much born out of the womb, like into a very musical family. So my mom and dad both grew up singing. They did choir, they did a lot of singing activities, they've been in groups, so I've pretty much been surrounded by music from that point of view. So I've just been around it a lot, singing in the car, singing in the house, people singing here, people playing piano, having family members and family friends over at the house, like doing like little events and stuff. I started taking piano when I was like younger in like fourth grade, and I took it for a couple of years. So I've been around a lot of music. But to the second answer to that question is when I started really creating songs that I was like putting out into the world, to the level that I am now, was about I started 4 years ago, but I started putting them out like 3 years ago. So when I started putting out fully produced songs, was about 3 years ago. And I've been building on that now for the past couple of years. And I've just had the mindset from the very beginning that, I could get as good as I want to get at this. It's just the matter of learning and meeting people and being open to what you could do differently and what you can try. And just over a course of time, I've gotten drastically better because you could go on my YouTube channel and look at the very first song that I made on FL Studio. And you can look at the stuff I'm putting out now, and it's just like leagues. It's just leagues and leagues better. And I just knew that from the beginning that there might be some things that at that time period I might not have the tools or I might not have the understanding at that current moment in time, but I'm just going to keep going forward because I know I'm going to learn. And if anything, like if I really feel a certain way about a song, like there's nothing stopping me from like going back and like doing that song again down the line when I have a better means and more tools to be able to make that happen a second time around.
Oh, awesome. That is so cool. And those answers make sense. I'm very musically inclined too, so it was like I was gonna either do music or I was not gonna live life at all. Like,
what? Not gonna live? That's some strong words there, my friend. That's some very strong words.
I'm just kidding, but that's just to emphasize right. That was musically inclined. Don't worry, I was kidding.
Okay,
I feel. Don't worry. That was hilarious. Like you said, what? Like that's the strong. I was like, okay, like. That's hilarious.
I'm like, that's some strong words, man. You know, I gotta say something. I felt compelled to say something at least.
Dude, don't worry, I getcha. You're all good.
All right.
My good all friend. Right. Wanted to ask. Also, I'm sweating so much. I'm gonna get water. I also wanted to ask this.
Sure.
I'm very curious. I'm a very curious person. What's your whole process? What's your way of recording music and making music?
Sure. So it's evolved over time. For a very long time, I did everything myself. And sometimes the ideas start differently. Like, I don't know, maybe you have like this sort of understanding or a different process yourself. But for me, sometimes how songs start are very different. Like literally like 10 minutes before we got into the call today, like I had an idea for a song and it started with like the actual words and the lyrics and the rhythm, which is kind of rare for me. Rarely that is the case, but it actually started in that case first where I came up with some, like a hook basically. And then I was like, oh, okay, I can build something around that. But more often than not, I would say, I'm sitting down and I'm in my like, I'm in my music production, like, you know, setup, and I'm going through sounds and I'm just looking for like some like keys, a piano, maybe a bass line, just some sound that's inspiring and that just like evokes some sort of feeling out of me. And I tend to go in that direction. I tend to go based on like, how does it make me feel? What emotions do those sounds kind of bring out of me? And like, where can I paint on the canvas? And like, what colors does that allow me to paint? And I just build from there. And a lot of times for me, like the words actually come last. And what will happen is normally it's like notes or like how things sound. Like I might go through a whole track and lay out how the verse, the chorus, and the raps or whatever are going to sound and the rhythms. And then I go back in and I fill it in like with the words. And when I really like dig down and I've got the track like in a much further developed state with like drums, multiple instruments and things going on, then I might come back and be like, oh, okay, now that we've got that all in place, let me go in. I've got an idea of like what emotions or what the context of the song is going to be. So let me go back in now and really structure what the words of the song are going to be.
Okay, you're that kind of artist, so you go really in depth with your process to make sure everything's going well.
Yeah, for the most part, yes. Sometimes, I mean, hey man, every musical like song, and I'm open to every like song and experience being a different process, and I think that's for me very important too. Like I would say how I mentioned to you before, like a lot of the time, it's usually me sitting down and hearing a sound that inspires it. But like I said today, like, hey man, there's just something in my head popped up and was catching. It was a hook. So I did the reverse. I actually did the words first of this hook and I built something around that. So I think being open to how the song can come together is like awesome. And like a great way to like grow and expand like your horizon of how you can approach song making and get a different sound or get a different feeling out of it than something else.
Exactly, and I totally understand, dude. I mean, that's really mean that you like go in depth with it. And I ain't mad at that. I am not mad at that. That's really cool.
Thanks, man.
Really cool. And I respect that 100%. My brain is getting loosed up. Overall, as a musician yourself, how would you describe your music?
purposeful with intent. That's how I would describe it. So the purpose and the intent of the songs may be different with every single song, but every single song has a purpose. Like in every, and it has a, I go into it with, usually I go into it like how let's take it back like a step, where it's like it's a feeling at first. Like it's like, do this, ooh, what is this chord? I like the sound. What does it make me feel? Does it make me feel like sad? Is there something deep here? Is there something like really like real and honest here? Or is this more of like a hype, like get me in the, I'm working out, like a rap type of beat? And then once it's more developed, then it's like, how am I structuring the song to make it be? I go into it with very like specific intent to it to be valuable to other people as well too, as myself. So it's like, let me think of like a song in particular to give you an example. So Inspire, great example. Inspire, that's the most recent song that I just put out. Inspire is like this really minimalistic freestyle type of track. Like to me, it's just like a piano and there's just like drums under it. And there's like a couple pads that come in during the chorus. And for me, like a song like that, like I just know immediately, like I love those type of beats because it's just like the track's so minimalistic. So I know, but it's got that upbeat, like inspirational energy to it that I want to get on a track like that. And I want to like inspire other people or like make a track that makes people feel uplifted when they listen to it. Or like maybe they're not feeling good in the course of their day or something's happened. And like, maybe that track can be an outlet for them to, you know, change their mood and like get themselves in a different mind space and a mindset, and like something like that I think is a great example to actually like put some context, because I really think about it from like that perspective too. Like not only are our words so powerful, but it also like you create the energy and like the mood for not only yourself but for other people as well too. And like how everyone processes that's going to be different, but I think I like going into it with specific intent so that I can see, like, it's like little mini science experience, you know, where it's like, it's like trial and error. I get to see like, how did this work? How did people, how did it actually make people feel? Like, did it do something completely different? And then like, be like, oh wow. Like learn from that too. Like, that's like my approach. It's pretty technical.
Oh, okay. Okay. And dude, I am 100% with you. Every song I've ever wrote has been for a purpose and has a reason. So I definitely am with you 100%.
What kind of like inspires you, like when you're going through, like can you think of like one of your like recent works or recent songs, like in particular? Like can you like walk me through something for you that you had like something in mind with it?
Good question. Wow, you really make a good podcast host. I'm gonna do a scenario, for example. Okay. My school, they came up with a lot of ridiculous rules, a lot of new rules, like you can't have a phone or earbuds, which is ridiculous, and you also can do this and that made me upset. So that came up with a great song idea. That came up with a great idea, an incredible idea. I was all for it. So I just was like, okay, here we go. I just wrote like that. And honestly, it was for a purpose. It's to really let out my feelings about what I felt like. And then sometimes, on another hand, I could be one day having an idea about something. And if I don't write a song about it, it's going to go away.
Yeah, I hear that.
It's going to go away. And I also sing. I also sometimes also sing like some bars of myself, and I also write down the bars so I don't forget about it. And that turned into a song. So that's situation-wise. But that's really how I go about songwriting myself.
I very much feel you on like the spontaneous, like in the moment thing. Like I have like a rule where like and maybe you have this like, oh, you have your own like sensory system about like how you can tell if something feels real or not. But if I have something where something pops into my head and it feels real, like it's a good idea, like it's something that I think, oh, this is something special, like I stop what I'm doing immediately. whatever it is, I just stop what I'm doing immediately and I go and get it down. Or like if I'm not like directly at a place where I can make music, then I like get as many ideas as possible out on my phone or like record it or try to like pull up like a little like mini thing on my instrument thing on my phone or something and get as many ideas out as possible to be able to just because when you're in that moment when it's so raw and it's so real and you're feeling it, like you get those like flow moments where everything just comes out, and those moments are really special. And it's like being able to like capitalize on that. A lot of times that's like where some of like my most like favorite work comes out of, or like the special moments happen.
Oh, dude, that makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense. That's exactly like almost how I do it. So we're on the same boat with that. That's awesome.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay.
I hit you with that. You weren't ready for that one, huh? Like, that's a deep, good question, though, right? Like, this is fun. This is a good conversation. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, honestly, now talking to you though, kind of also before you mentioned a podcast, I was like, he would make a good co-host. And then you surprised me and you said you have a podcast. And I'm like, damn it, like you would make a good co-host for me. But you already have a show, so I don't
I got
wanna.
nothing going on.
But like before when you were talking, like he would make a good co-host. I was gonna ask you, but then you have a podcast and I was like, damn it, like that like ruined it. But honestly, though I support everything.
I appreciate it,
For
man.
you. Yeah, of course. But I just wanted to just let out that you were that I wanted to ask you about it before you mentioned the show. So
Ah, okay.
would you make a perfect one? You're like so amazing. And if you didn't have a show, I would definitely ask you, but you already have one.
Yeah, I've had to like this is like an interesting segue for me on something I've gotten a lot better understanding at this past like month, and this kind of has to do with what we're talking about now, but like I've had a better relationship with time and like time management and how much time things take to do. So like why I say that and why that's like kind of relevant is 'cause for example like to be doing what I'm doing right now takes an inordinate amount of time and effort. And to fill you up to speed if you're not like aware already or for other people out there, like I drop a song a week, like every Friday. I've been doing it for like a very long time. I put out like a lot of music. But on top of that as well too, just recently I just started, you know, it started getting to a spot here. I live like outside like of the Chicagoland area, just outside, and it's now gotten to the point where like there's live events happening again. And you can go and do concerts or, you know, open mic type things or perform at bars or like locations over there. And I've been doing some of that as well too. So like just this past week, I just did like an open mic at a place in Chicago called The Store this past Monday. I'm going again tomorrow on Monday to do another set. And I had a very good time like the last week when I went, and you know, I got another like three songs that I've been preparing and prior to all this, like I had just been creating the songs and putting it out there, which in itself is a lot of work. But then I see like when I'm like preparing for stuff like doing like live performances, well, I can tell you like for example, like the before I went this past Monday, that's another thing I'm doing with my cameras. I started filming myself like doing the performances, and I did them like 12 times. Like I went through my whole set. Which like at the place that it's at, it's like you get to do like three songs, and then you know, 'cause they have a bunch of other people that are up there that have come out to do open mic. So they do like three songs or whatever. So I went through that like 12 times. And I watch it back so I can like improve what I'm doing and learn different things that like work and other things that I can like cut out or eliminate. And why I say that is because all these things just start adding up to like time and like what can I afford to put time into, and what, especially from the mindset of like I want to continue growing as a person and experience new things in my life and change my life in a lot of different ways, just on a day-to-day basis level, that me dedicating like I've had to re-evaluate what is worth my time and like what I'm willing to put time into. Because it's just like there's a lot to juggle, and for the most part, up until very recently, I'd been doing all the production myself. But now I've got a couple friends, one in particular, his name's Millsy, who's made a couple of this. Well, what have we done? We've done like 4 or 5 songs that are out now, but we've got even more than that now. Like, he does some of the production on some of the songs that I'm doing now, and he's a nice guy. And he's probably like the first like real friend that I've made in the music scene over like the online music scene. And we've put out some like great songs together, like Fix Our Past, which I sent to you. That's one of our songs that we put out together. Never Change, Moment. The list goes on. There's a couple more, but like, just for example, like, cause if he can do the production of a song like that, and that means I don't have to spend time doing the production of a song, but it's like, it's of high quality and it's something that I can get behind. Like, then that's of value to me, because then I can do a song like that and get on it. And you know, he does the production. I can do the song work. And if it makes sense and it's like a good feeling, then like, that's easy. And then I just have to do half the work, and it's less the amount of time that I have to spend, and I can spend that time on other places.
I see. And I definitely respect what you're doing, and honestly, like, I applaud you for being able to be really good at time management. Honestly, I like to turn a tail too. So I've been exactly like that myself. I've been doing a lot of stuff like that, and one big part of podcasting, and you know for real, is scheduling. So scheduling is a big part, because everyone's from different places, so scheduling is a big time thing. So all that you said about time management got me thinking, like, yes, that's been exactly me. That's been like my whole life in podcasting has been time management, because people, they're just everywhere. You can't really do anything about it, you know.
I think you do the best that you can, and you know, you try to hold other people accountable, and you know, if they're not like appreciative of your time and effort, like, you know, everyone, there's obviously situations come up, and you know, you can read people on like a person to person level, so stuff comes up. But I think if people aren't appreciative of your time and like your platform and the, you know, whatever you're doing, to, it doesn't have to be podcasting, it can just be like on a day to day life basis, you know, like, do you enjoy spending your time with that person? Are they valuing your time highly? Like, and then you just move forward based on that. You know what I mean? So it's like, I just don't put up with bullshit from people that are like not appreciative of those things. Cause I care, you know, like at least about people that I care about, you know, like I really put a lot of effort into. So if people like aren't appreciative of that, then it's just like, well, hey man, like I can't spend as much time on you then, if that's going to be the case scenario.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the same 100%. I'm the same. And honestly, I definitely feel your life. I mean, with all that going on, I mean, I don't know when you would even have time for your show at all. I don't even know when you would even have time to even do your show, because you've got all that going on and also the show on top of that. I mean, I don't know how you would have time for it. That's why I mentioned asking, well, a few minutes ago, I mentioned about asking, because before you mentioned about having one, I was going to ask you myself, because I don't know about you, but it's so hard to do all this by yourself.
It's really not that big of a stress for me. And like, so like for you, I can tell like the amount of repetitions you're getting in, like you're shooting at a very high pace. Like you're getting 2+ episodes in a week. So like from my perspective, like I'm not stressing myself at all to do podcasts. Like I'd like to do them. Like I like having conversations with people that I enjoy having conversations with, but like at the same time, like it's lower on my priority list, and it's just, that's just what it is. So like if it means like I have to get up an hour earlier to have a conversation with someone, if they want to do that, then like I can do that, you know. Or if, you know, just we just find the right time, you know, to make things happen. But I'm just not, it's not something that I'm stressing with, and it's not something that I have a locked in podcast schedule for. But I just think it just makes sense for me to be able to have that platform and ability to share things that are going on in my life, and also like share and really like share the stories of people that like I enjoy spending time with and working with, whether it be like music people or friends or just other people in other areas of life that I'm interested in, you know, whether it be like health or fitness, different areas, just whatever. Like I don't lock myself in a box. I'm just like, let's just go. Like I just look at it from like that level. I'm not like what's meant to happen or what I've got interest in, you know, I want to share that with people. And I know that, you know, I like listening to podcasts myself, like, and I know that I learn a lot from that and can get a better understanding of how other people think and their mindsets. And I think to me that's like really valuable, because then I can take some of those thoughts and like be able to decipher that myself and interpret it my own self and be like, hey, is this maybe some of the things that they're talking about is something of value, you know, valuable to me, and I could apply in my life.
Yeah, dude, I'm all here for it. That's part of the reason why I even still do it. And I can really understand. For me, I don't stress as much. I don't really do it. But when you're doing it by yourself, it's not really stressing for me. It's not stressing for me. It's just a lot. I try not to stress myself out because I already deal with so much shit in my real life. It's like adding that on to my life. Adding that much stress to my life, I'm already dealing with so much, is like not even worth it, man. It's not. And I understand you. And back to time management, time management, like that's just something that, you know, I support 100% on. I really support 100%. Honestly, I really love what you do for your show. I mean, honestly, I really do love it. Really do support what you're doing. It's something amazing.
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, of course, of course. I'm here for it. I'm all here for it. And I support people like that that are into music like me, honestly. And just you and me clicking like this. If you didn't have one, you and I, we make every single interview the best one ever. We just can't, you know, just because a circumstance between you and me, we just can't. But I had visions every time I meet someone similar. In fact, I just was talking about this with the other person I had. It was like, it's like I always envision them as co-hosts with me, because it's always good to enjoy an interview with somebody. Alone, it's like just you and that other person, or you and this group of people, and just talking to you right now, it's like I just feel so much.
You feel, oh, okay, that's very cool, man. Well, I appreciate it. You know, it's just like I just, I guess the way it's just like everything else. I know, I guess we've spent a lot of time on this recently, but I'll end like with this note, because I do think it's important, like. Not just with podcasting, not with everything. This has to do with everything I do in my life. Okay. Like, this is just how I look at the lens now, is just like, is it worth my time and do I enjoy my time? Like, so it could be like, you know, you take that from like, you know, you take that from maybe your perspective, like you're looking for, you know, maybe you got it, like, maybe you got like a friend or someone that you enjoy, you know, talking with, or someone that you just click with. Like, a lot of times I think people look, how do I put it? A lot of times, like, the pieces that you need, that not need, but, like, can really elevate your life and make your life more enjoyable or make more sense, like, a lot of times, they're right around you. They're not, like, you don't have to look up a ladder or, like, look to the skyscrapers to find, like, the people. And especially in the music industry, especially in the music industry, it's like, you know, people are like, oh, I got signed to so-and-so, or, like, I'm, like, a part of this, and, like, that's cool, but, like, hey, man, like, can you make stuff like yourself? Like, do you have other friends around you, like, that you can, because you don't have to go that way. Like, you can do all these things, like, you can make it make sense for you. You know, you don't have to don't make life hard on yourself. Like, there's so many Discords out. I know you're probably like aware of this, but there's like hundreds of Discords of like music producers and artists where like, you can just go in and check out people's beats or check out people's music. And there's so many opportunities now, I think, to meet people in the online space that like, hey, man, I think one thing that I do personally, and this is like, I'll give you guys like a little bit more insight, but I have like a notes thing on my phone called like one new person I reached out today in music. So I go through that, and like, I have like 10 of these. They're like 10 different, like there may be more at this point, but there's like 10 different little note things that I have on my phone that kind of just push me to keep learning and meeting new people. Or, and that's one of them where it's like, you know, who did I meet today in the music world? Did I reach out to someone? It doesn't even have to be like a music person. Like, for example, like maybe a week or two ago, like there's this girl whose name is Allison, who is a photographer and camera person. in the Chicago area. I think her Instagram off the top of my head is Shot by Allison, and she's just like, I think she ended up following my Instagram recently, which for those of you guys that are interested, it's Chase Davidson Music, no spaces. And she had followed me, and I was just like curious, and I was like interested in what she did, and I went through her page, and I was just like looking through, and she has like an unreal amount of footage from like pro photography, taking pictures, videos for like different artists and different things. Like you could scroll through her stories, and like I didn't get to the end. Like I didn't get to of her stories. You get what I'm saying? Like not like her posts. Like her, she just had like it was, and I was just blown away by her like work ethic and just like what she was doing. And I just like reached out and I just told her that. Like I'm just like that's like unbelievable. Like I was just like mind blown. And just like even on like a level like that, you know, it's just like meeting people. 'Cause like what the fuck is all this point? I think people get very caught up, and it's something that I do it myself at times, but I've really had to like reevaluate. It's like, hey man, like that's cool and all. Like maybe at some point down the line, you know, I end up having like $100 million, but like how much is that $100 million gonna matter if my day-to-day is shit? So how can I make my like day-to-day, you know, make sure that during the process of like my journey and like wherever I end up getting to, like, is my day-to-day like enjoyable? Like, do I enjoy the people that I work with? You know, am I growing? Am I learning new things? Like, if it's not like in those kind of directions, then like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, exactly, dude. I feel you 100%. 100%.
And I just think it's like helpful for people and like artists to have that mindset, especially because I just think so many people look at it from like, I think there's been so many, like, I think at this point, you live under a rock if you think that you're gonna wake up and just have like a fuck ton of money and be happy. Like, there's so much evidence for that to be, and people coming out and just saying like, that's not the case. Like, so it's just like, I look at it from like, how can I make the day to day and my life and my, you know, my headspace more like enjoyable? Like, do I have like pieces in my life that make my experience on a day-to-day basis better, and how can I incorporate more of that into my life? And you know, I guess for me, you know, having conversations like this, like having like real heart-to-heart or you know, personal conversations where I feel like it can help other people, or like for music, for example, it's why I go in and I look at things very intentionally, because I don't do it for fun. Like, I get like, is part of music enjoyable? Like, yeah, but like, it's a lot of work and it's a lot of time, so I want to make sure the things at least I'm putting out, I at least put it out with the intentions of trying to provide value to other people in some form or another.
Yeah, dude, I understand. I totally get you 100%. I totally get you. I love what you're doing. And just so we're good and everything, the casting dream for you and I are is like gone from my head. Don't worry about it. So it's like gone from my head.
Okay.
Just so we're good, because since it's not gonna happen, like I know, so it's like gone from my head.
Okay.
It's gone.
Okay. I somehow don't believe you. But that's
What?
okay. But you keep
You
bringing it
said you don't
up. I mean,
believe
I don't
me?
know. Is it gone? Is it gone? I don't know. You're
For
funny,
a
man.
little while before, I really wanted to, but now that you said that, it has to go away. It's like
I
I
hear
can't
you.
have it forever. It's like it has to go away.
Well,
It's
look, man,
like.
you know, like maybe we can do something, you know, like here and then. Like, I mean, I'm enjoying talking with you now. So, like, maybe, you know, we just do this another time, like sometime down the future when I've got, like, when it makes sense, I've got the opportunity or whatnot.
Yeah, dude, and I would never want to force it or like beg you to do it. Like, that's why I said it's an idea kind of thing. I know what's going on in your life. I don't want to make it worse for you by just adding that on. You already have so much along with your life, so I get it. That's why I have to remove it from my head, because like, it's unreal. It can't happen. The only thing will be like a crossover or something. I have to get it from my head, and not because of like offensive or anything. I just it's unreal, and it has to go away.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense to me. At the same time, too, I think anything is possible. But I think, and but I don't mean, I mean like, this goes back into like a mindset thing. And I really think you can, you know, humans are people are very capable. And I think a lot of times, this is more like philosophy, a little bit of mindset, but I think a lot of times like we've been programmed and people are really, you know, programmed to be like scared and like you can't do this or it's, you know, you I came up with this like quote about a month ago now that's like really helped me a lot. And it's don't let your imagination get the best of you. Get the best out of your imagination. And for me, like I've really struggled with anxiety to like very high degrees over the past like I don't know like 8 to 10 years of my life, but I've really been working at it and trying to get putting a lot of effort into getting that. But I realized like about a month ago, like man, I just think it's like you have to rewire your brain to be like, hey, let's imagine these things that are in my head going the best as they possibly could. Why don't we do that? Why don't we do that? Hey, like, why don't I think about and not just thinking about like. So I'll give you an example, like an actual tangible example. Like, so last Monday, I was telling you I did like an open mic. That was my first time performing live for people with my own music. And I was like, okay, well, I know that this is something I want to put some preparation into. Like I said, like I took it pretty seriously. Like I filmed myself like doing it like 12 times at least. And I was looking at like, you know, my body movements and like talking in between sets and whatnot and making sure like my stage presence like was something that I could feel good about and remembering the lyrics. And then, you know, during the course of my day, I've just been like I've got some like hardwired things in my brain where I've had to kind of alleviate and remove scar tissue from like my past experiences and anxiety and trauma and kind of just rewire my brain to thinking, "Hey man, look, I've done the work. I've put in the repetition. Like I know I can do this. I can go. I'm gonna go there and I'm gonna do it and it's gonna go great." And guess what? Even if it doesn't go the way I'm gonna go, that I would like it to go, guess what? I'm still gonna learn something. I'm still gonna get something out of it. So I just don't lose. You always come away with like you're going to learn something if you think about it from that perspective. Even if like I go up there like and you know whatever. You know you put yourself up there. It's like you just have to be willing to put yourself in uncomfortable situations and grow from that. And that's like another thing that I have on my phone. Is I have like another note thing on my phone. And this is something I would just like highly encourage people, like anyone to do. Anyone. Everyone to do. And it's what did I do today that was uncomfortable? And I'm not talking about like some like bullshit stuff. I mean, it's okay. It's okay. Like if you've got small things that you want to chip away at, like no problem. Sometimes that's just how the day goes and whatnot. But like for me, like that was something uncomfortable for me. Like going up there and like performing and like doing that, like that's out of my comfort zone. But I knew I could do it. You know, but then, and then it's like, I go up there and I see myself do, like, I picture myself doing it. I visualize it going well. I put in the practice and repetition that I actually go up there and I do it. And it's a great experience. And I had a good time listening to all the other artists and I met a bunch of people there. Like, I'm doing it again. I'm going Monday. I'm going tomorrow. I'm gonna go, like, I'm doing a couple more practice sets, like, later tonight. And then I'm gonna do some more tomorrow night or tomorrow. And then I'm going down there again. It's the store in Chicago. I don't know when you know people will hear this before or after, but that's where it'll be. And you just kind of have to. For me, it's like that's something I've really been working on. I guess musically is I've just been really working on chipping away at these things because, like, hey man, it's think about this. This is always like this. All this always hits home for me. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. I'll go into it, but we'll see if you relate to it or not, but like it always like blows my mind when I grew up a really big Disney fan. Like I watched all the movies and like shows and I went to the parks a lot. Like I was really fortunate, like really spoiled when I was younger. But it's just like it's like mind-blowing to think about that what started as like a little cartoon like mouse whose name was Mortimer, who the wife decided the name should be Mickey. And Mr. Walt himself decided that was a good idea. Turned into theme parks across the world, owning all these different things. It's just like, when you're at the park, the name of the park is Disneyland. It's his last name. Isn't that pretty crazy? And that's always just like so inspiring to me, because it's just like, wow, like this guy had this character that, and I don't know, man, I wasn't born then, you know, it was such a long time ago. You know, I wasn't even thought about, you know, I wasn't a thing at that point, but it's just like so inspiring to be like walking around in the park and like thinking about that. Like someone, it might not have been something that was thought about out of the gate, but it's just like, it shows you like what can be done. Like, and think about how many people, you know, Disney has inspired or like helped in various ways. And I just think you can do so much if you put your mind to it.
Yeah, dude, anything's possible. Anything is possible. You're on point.
I know I went on like a long rant there, but I really just felt like that would help some people. And for me, it's like also a nice reminder to just like remind myself, like, and just like say that out loud. Like, it's just like, very, that's like one of the most like inspiring people to me is Walt Disney.
I understand. I can see why. And that shocked me too. Like one little character to like now, the same as me, one little episode to over 100. Anything's possible.
Yeah.
And a year goes by so fast. I mean, anything is possible. Anything can happen.
Yeah, it is crazy how fast time has gone these past couple of years. And I think, like, you know, it's like you get so... I'll speak for myself. I get so, like, caught up in, like, the day-to-day, like, really trying to get the most out of my days and, you know, getting things done. And then you look up and you're like, holy shit, the summer's gone by. Like, oh my God, like, it's been, like, 6 months. Like, it's... even from, like, that perspective, that's, like, another thing that I've just been, like...
Yeah.
Gotta experience life at the same time too, and I need to do. I'm gonna do more of that.
Me too. In fact, I'm planning a trip in a couple of years.
Okay. Where are you thinking about going?
Either do like a state trip or like an out of country thing. Because I know a lot of my friends, we've been talking about doing a road trip. And sure. You're up there in Chicago, which I did not know. I'm down here in Texas, so we're kind of like opposite of the world right now.
Okay. Where do you, are you like, where in Texas, or you want to like keep that, like, you chilling? On
I'm around Houston. I'm around H-Town.
Okay. I don't think I've been to Texas unless I went really little and didn't realize, but I don't think I've been there. But it sounds like a cool place I'd like to go sometime.
Yeah, totally. And right now, it's really cool. It's sunny, but it's also really cool. Like, right now, it's like 82, like 80, 79, and it's sunny.
That's cool for you guys? Holy shit. Wow. Damn.
That's crazy.
Dude, you know, cool here is like, nah, you know, it gets like negative 20 up here, right?
Oh, damn. Really?
Yeah, man. Like when you get into like January in Chicago, like sometimes there's like, you can't go outside sometimes, man. It's like dangerous to go outside, like at some points in time.
Oh my fucking God. I can never go to Chicago around winter time, or like, I can never.
It's only in short little bursts though, to be fair. Like most of the time, like it's a winter wonderland, you know, it's like 20 and like there's snow on the ground when it's like winter time. It's not usually too ridiculous. And I guess like personally, like I like having the seasons. Like it's just turning fall here. The leaves are just starting to turn. It's starting to cool off a little bit here too, actually. But you know, I enjoy having the four seasons personally. Like it's nice to have and see that. But real talk, like over the course of like I've spent my whole life, you know, living in the Chicagoland area, and like over the course of time, like especially like the last 10 years, like the weather has just gotten like more tumultuous and more there's been like more variety and spontaneous shit that happens. Like for example, like in like February, like randomly for like 2 days, it'll be like 70 degrees just randomly. Or like we had, it like snowed this year in like May or something. It was just like, what the fuck? Like, so it's just like, you know, just because of the state of where everything is at with the climate or whatnot, like we're just at a weird spot where sometimes we see those kind of like fluctuation things happen that you're just like, what? Like, how does that happen? Like there was snow on the ground like yesterday, like, and now, like, it's kind of funny. But it's a good reminder for me, and it's just like it's like I get very grounded and going through the seasons where it's not just like warm all the time, but at the same time, fuck, like I'd like to, you know, Texas sounds fun, or so does Florida. Like Miami sounds like fucking fun too. Holy shit.
Yeah, dude, 100%. Not get those cold though. I'm not gonna go in there in the wintertime. It has to be like when it's really warm.
Gotcha.
Yeah, thanks for alerting me. I'm gonna also pass that along so that people know.
Say that again. What'd you say? Sorry.
Oh my God, my mic cut out again. You know what? Just forget it. I was just gonna like alert people, you know.
What were you
Kind of
alerting him
thing.
about?
The leather shirt, that thing.
Okay.
Yep. I do really appreciate this. I mean, having all this to talk about, that's amazing. I want to touch base on two things. Firstly, I wanted to know, like, what new music do you have planned? What can we look forward to from you in the future?
Every Friday I drop songs. Every Friday I'm putting out songs. If you it'll always be up on my YouTube at midnight. And some weeks, depending on how long it takes me, like sometimes it'll be up on platforms, on the distributing platforms at midnight as well too. Sometimes, depending on how late I end up finishing the song, you know, it'll go up like throughout the course of the day on Friday, if that makes sense. But I got new songs dropping on Fridays. I have a project that I'm working on that is probably in like the middle stages right now, and I'm debating how I want to do that. Like previously, I had the first project that I had made was called Star Space, and it was very inspired by like I went through this phase where I was just like looking for new sounds, and I was looking for like futuristic type of sounds, and I ended up finding like a just I came in to my like through the course of my creation process, like I just ended up coming together with like I don't know, like maybe like I can't remember, like 10 songs or something like that just had a space aesthetic to them. So I decided to put them out as a project. But the way I put them out is I put them out weekly. I didn't put them out all at once because I didn't want people, you know, if you put it all out in the world that we live in, there's just so many people putting out music that's like, it made more sense to me to drop it weekly than it did to drop it all at once. So I may do something like that for the project when it ends up getting finished, or maybe I will put it out as one thing. It just depends on what the situation looks like at the time. But I just do weekly drops. On top of that, you know, you can keep up with what I'm doing on like a day-to-day basis, like on Instagram, which is Chase Davidson Music, no spaces. If you guys want to check in like on my platform there, I post on there now pretty regularly. Yeah, man. Just going hard. Going hard and I'm making the most of the opportunity that I have right now.
That's awesome, dude. I respect. I love the repetition too every week. I love it.
A
I
lot of
love
work.
it. Imagine me.
What's up?
Imagine me. That's exactly the same. I
Gotcha. Okay. What was your second
mean,
question? You said you had like a second question or something?
oh yeah, right. Never have a good chance to do your song, your showcase later. What can you tell the audience about it?
Fix Our Past, the song that I sent you.
Yeah, what can you take? Oh, you already told Tyler. Like, what can you say about it?
Okay. So Fix Our Past is that's a song that I did, I brought up earlier with my friend Milsey. He did the production for the song. And it's just I like songs where it's like where they immediately hit you and you feel like you're somewhere, you're in a place, you're so for example, like to give you more context, like when I listen to that song, I'm like, oh, it's like 5 o'clock on the beach. I'm laying down in like with two towels. I'm talking to a girl. The sunset's going down. Like maybe there's like a little like river going out into the ocean. We're like right by it. But you know, we're having to talk through some things. We're like, you know, we've had like some like poor communication, and but at the same time, it's still a relaxed setting, and you know, there's discussion being had. Like people are trying to work through it, and that just like kind of goes back, and like that song to me, it rides that line. Like it's, yeah, there's some stuff that gets to work through, but like it's also like an enjoyable song to kind of listen in that kind of a space for me. Like that's where it takes me when I listen to a song, and I think I like that out of songs. Like I like, for example, like a song for me, like this is gonna date me a little bit, you know, sometime back, but for example, like maybe you can hear a song and it triggers a certain memory. You remember where you were when you heard the song. Like, so for me, like Shut It Down by Drake, I remember like before memes were a thing, you know, back in like the early 2000s, like I was up at my grandparents' house and they had like a lake and like a pier out there. And I like remember listening to like Shut It Down and we were kind of like memeing about the song almost. Like we were having fun, like jumping out onto the inner tube thing that we had like on the dock or whatever. And it's just like sometimes like I like songs where it's just like it takes you to a place or you remember or it gives you a memory or whatnot. And I think Fix Our Past, that's one of those songs. Like, and I made it with that kind of like purpose for other people.
That's awesome, dude. I love memeing. That's so hilarious. That's just hilarious.
Yeah, sometimes it's fun. I think the things I meme about are probably things that are not so mainstream. I don't know. Some like inside jokes with friends, more like type of things. You know what I'm saying? Like you got like, you know, you have your buddy that you give him like shit about for something or whatever.
Yeah, 100%. I definitely do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I get that. I felt like that too sometimes. I definitely get that.
That's good, man. I think. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just saying, like, I think if anything, like, I one thing I would like really highly encourage people, like, we live in this weird time period. Like, I know, like, I'm old enough to like be able to kind of like say what I just said there, and like, I know what life was like before smartphones, and like what the internet turned into, versus like what it is now, and like, I just felt like I think I would really encourage people to go, like, it's really like a really simple message, but I think at the same time, like, I think a lot of people could really benefit from hearing it. It's just like, make sure to live your life, man. Like, there's, you know, we only have so much time, and we never know, you don't really know when that time's going to end. And I think there's a lot of entertainment, and there's a lot of things like, you know, like YouTube or Twitch and music and different things. Like, make sure, like, during the course of whatever it is that you do in your life and your like day-to-day basis, that you make time to make some memories and make some adventures for yourself that aren't through other people, that you aren't just vicariously living through other people.
Thanks. That's awesome, dude. I definitely I felt that. That's really good advice. Y'all pay attention.
I think we just live in this era where it's so easy to kind of hop on someone's stream and like see someone that already had like spent a lot of time building up their platform to like be at the spot that they are, or like an artist or something like that. But you don't see all the like the steps it took to get there, and you don't really know what their day-to-day life looks like and their mindset. So it's like just appreciating, you know, your space, what you've got going on. And if you find yourself like in a space where you're not enjoying your day-to-day, or you think like you could improve it or add more things to your life, then kind of look at it from that perspective and say like, hey, what could I do differently? Maybe I go join a club, something I'm interested in. Maybe I go play some like games with some friends, meet some people in like a Discord, or maybe I work on music with some people and just get out there and, you know, live your life, man. I would just, that's like probably my number one message I would, you know, send out into the world for people.
That's awesome, dude. You are very good. Like, that's awesome. That's awesome. And God, thank you so much for taking your time out of your entire of your day to do this. I mean, you've been such an amazing person. Honestly, one of the best people that best talkers that's ever been here. So I really do appreciate it for you coming by. You've been so amazing, so incredible, and I thank you again.
I appreciate it, man. And just to like, I'll give you a little insight, and just for everyone else like on the that is listening as well too, like even the fact that I'm like doing what I am and like comfortable like talking up here is like this isn't an accident either. Like, I've put in a lot of work and experience. Like, I used to, before I'm doing the podcast, I just started now. Like, I had a podcast that I did with a friend, the gaming podcast, and we had like 130 episodes of us talking for like 2 hours. I've done live streaming before. So it's just like, I think sometimes people see the finished products, but don't understand, like, there was a lot of work and repetition. And I would just like encourage people that if you're doing something that you like enjoy your day to day on, or if it's something that you feel like is worth pursuing, that the outcome's going to hold some sort of value to you, that just keep going and try to learn and improve in your process, and like you can accomplish a lot of things.
Awesome advice. And definitely follow that, you guys. If it's something you enjoy, and keep going with it. Don't let anybody stop you. Repetition is very important. Everybody's got to know you every day of the week. Everybody. Oh my God.
Yeah. Rock your body.
Oh my God.
Back streets back. Come on. Da-na-na, da-na-na.
It's so cringy. That shit. Stop that.
Oh, come on. That's great. That's like that's a classic music video. That's such a good music video.
No, it's cringy. No one likes that shit.
What? Oh, you're tripping, man.
I'm not tripping, okay? It was good a few, like, years ago. It was good a few years ago, but now...
You're tripping, man.
Be quiet. Now he's being mean, guys. Can you just...
What's up?
He's so mean to me.
I'm not mean. What are you? I haven't been mean.
Just say you're I'm tripping. That's so mean. I'm just kidding. That's not
right.
I'm kidding. I know it's not mean.
All right, musically. Well, I gotta kind of wrap it up here.
Okay. Don't worry. I get it. Okay. Yeah. Same. Okay. Let's jump into it. Again, thank you guys. Make sure to check out Chase Davidson. He's everywhere, so if you Google his name, it's there. David, but Chase, you got anything lastly before you head off?
No, man. I think the last couple of minutes of the podcast, like, I think wrapped it up really well. I guess, like, once again, my name's Chase Davidson. Thanks again for having me on Musically. You guys can check out all my music, just like he had mentioned, like, on all the platforms. And if you guys want to keep up with what I'm doing on like a day-to-day basis, Chase Davidson Music on Discord is a good, or excuse me, on Instagram, Chase Davidson Music is a good place to check in.
And by the way, I'll give you a follow on Instagram. I definitely am going to do the back. I'm just kidding.
You're funny, man. I like you. I appreciate you. Like I said before, I appreciate you putting your energy into the world to give people the opportunity to come up here and talk and share what's going on in their lives and their stories. And, you know, as long as you keep enjoying it, like, I appreciate you putting the effort and time in to give people those opportunities. And you know, if it makes sense for you, keep going, because I think you're doing a good job.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks. And I always say everybody deserves a second chance, right? Everybody deserves a chance in life.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Again, thank you guys. Check them out. If you don't, you're losers. And sit a dick. Check out all social media. We're everywhere on Wrap It Up Podcast. We're the only ones. So just letting you guys know. Again, I hope you guys enjoyed what we had tonight. We both got head off because I'm tired as fuck. So, that's all it, and see you guys in the next one. Peace. Hello, everybody. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight as we dove into a wonderful podcast episode. Now, in this following segment, you will get a chance to hear this artist's showcase, because every artist that comes on the show requires to do a showcase. So, buckle up, get some popcorn, and enjoy the showcase. I hope you guys love it, and check out the artist when you get a chance too. Hope you guys love it. Enjoy.
Girl, you know that we've been here before, arguing over the phone about something dumb, when it's not even about that. There's tension underneath the surface unaddressed, and we shouldn't have let it go to this. Now we're out here trying to clean up our mess. If we're gonna move past this, then we gotta share the feelings that we have to fix our best. Long days apart, yeah. These days it feels like we don't even talk. Hanging up all my calls, write me off. When I'm reaching out, trying to see what's wrong, you tell me you won't see me at all. And whose fault is that? Selfish sex. If you don't want to talk shit over, that's fine, but don't crawl back in on my line. Cause I'm trying to make things right, put in my time. If you don't want to do your part and try, then I'm taking
off my. Girl, you know that tonight. We've been here before, arguing over the phone about something dumb, when it's not even about that. There's tension underneath the surface unaddressed, and we shouldn't have let it go to this. Now we're out here trying to clean up our mess. If we're gonna move past this, then we gotta share the feelings that we have to fix our best.
Call me up 6 in the morning, tell me off, shouting all, saying I never seem to put you first. I'd rather stay home, focus on work. You just wanna spend more time, soak up life. Told you up front, I had goals in mind, but I wanna have you in my life. Could've resolved all this if you'd just speak and told me you felt deep down inside, instead of running around where your issues lie. Girls, get back to us, let's make up. Get yourself over here, girl, right now, and we can recapture lust and love.
Girl, you know that we've been here before, arguing over the phone about something dumb, when it's not even about that. There's tension underneath the surface unaddressed, and we shouldn't have let it go to this. Now we're out here trying to clean up our mess. If we're gonna move past this, then we gotta share the